revealed in upcoming episodes of this program are the contents of the recently unearthed repository classified by the secret government, the Phenomenon Archives.
This is another DJ DNA production.
Experts now know that the first great civilization emerged almost 6,000 years ago. Older than the Greeks. Older than the Mayans. Older than the Incas. The people of this society were called Sumerians, after their land, Sumer, in the great plain between the Euphrates and Tigris rivers, today's Iraq.
In 1851, in what is now known as Iraq, archaeologist and explorer Sir Austin Henry Layard discovered a library with 22,000 tablets containing what we know to be the earliest writings on Earth. The writings date back to over 6,000 years ago when the region was known as Mesopotamia, Sumer, and Babylon. Amongst these vast writings is a story which mirrors the book of Genesis in the Bible. It tells a story of a great flood which reshaped the face of the planet Earth and all of her inhabitants. It tells a story of a tower built and the creation of the spoken word. One of these scrolls includes a star map of what appears to be a sun and its planets. The writings include detailed descriptions and maps of our solar system matching what we know today and beyond.
The Sumerians point to the Anunnaki as the creators of mankind, our own benefactors of life.
According to the ancient texts, this detailed information was given to them by the Anunnaki, or those who from heaven to earth came. They describe the Anunnaki as a reptilian race of gods which came to the earth in fiery ships from their home planet of Nibiru, the 10th planet. It is written that these Anunnaki came to the earth to mine gold and other elements to serve in protecting the atmosphere of their distant home planet. After a workers' revolt, the Anunnaki rulers began to genetically alter Cro-Magnon man to create a slave race, resulting in the human race. This story of reptilian gods from the heavens creating man is not at all uncommon. It in fact can be found in most every region of our planet. In Japan, emperors claim descent from dragon gods who came from the sky. Australian aborigines teach of a reptilian race which lives underneath the earth and governs over men. They believe they are descendants of a race of dragon human. China teaches the serpent queen Nukua interbred with man. India calls these reptilian gods Nagas and claim they seeded their royal families. Throughout the Middle East, it is believed a serpent race created man. The book of Genesis tells of giants who came from the heavens to breed with the daughters of man. They are called the Nephilim. In Africa, they call them Chitauri, children of the serpent. The royal kings of Africa claim descent from serpent gods who came from the sky. In South America, the Mayans teach that their ancestors were the people of the serpent. Aztecs were said to be created by a serpent woman. In America, the Hopi Indians believe sky gods came to earth to breed with their women and refer to them as their snake brothers. The word Sioux means snakes, and Iroquois means serpents. It seems the only places you will not find this historical story is where the history has been methodically destroyed.
From ancient cave paintings to the conquest of space, we have grappled with the truths of our beginnings. But what if the question of our origin falls outside the realm of social acceptability? What would happen to our culture if we were to discover that we, as a race, are no more than the result of a genetic experiment conducted by a supreme?